Overcast skies and 53 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Last night, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' Safer at Home order, halting his business closures and many other health precautions across the state. The order was originally set to expire May 26th, but it faced a successful lawsuit from Republican lawmakers. Without a statewide order, counties, tribal nations, and municipalities appear to be able to issue their own orders extending Safer at Home if they so choose. For example, Dane, Brown, and Kenosha counties have issued such orders. Updating the status of counties in our listening area, Oneida County Board Chair Dave Hint said there had been some discussions this morning surrounding a potential extension of the order, but nothing was in place. We do not currently have Oneida County-specific guidance, but are working on it, Oneida County Health Officer Linda Conlin said in an email. An email and call to Vilas County Health Officer Laurel Drager has not yet been returned, but Vilas County Board Chair Ron DeBrun said he didn't think county action was necessary after the Supreme Court struck down the order. He says he doesn't have a problem with businesses opening up as long as they're following health guidelines. And in a press release, the Forest County Health Department asks community members to continue to practice physical distancing and good hygiene practices. Health Officer J.C. Shepard said she and other health departments in the northern region have been working together to determine what's next. Lincoln County Health Officer Shelley Hersel said her county will be looking at the issue today. In Langlade County, Manager Dennis Clark said the county was uncertain if it had the power to issue its own stay-at-home order, saying, "We're an arm of the state." Price County Administrator Nick Trimner said leaders would be meeting today to discuss issues, including a potential local stay-at-home order. In the Lac des Flambeaux tribe, on the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Reservation, the Tribal Council is keeping in place its shelter-at-home declaration and curfew, and the Secaucan Chippewa Tribe in Forest County plans to update WXPR on potential new action this afternoon. We have a full, constantly updated county-by-county rundown of the status on WXPR.org. One nursing home in the region is among 38 listed by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services as being under active coronavirus investigation. In Forest County, the Bay at New Rock Community Health and Rehabilitation Center near Leona was listed as having an active health investigation. Forest County Health Department reported the investigation earlier this week. The release on its website said staff from the Forest County Health Department will contact people of potential exposure. Earlier, the County Health Department reported 4 cases in Forest County. In a press release, State Department of Health Services Secretary Designee Andrea Palm said the agency published the names of nursing homes to provide peace of mind to families who cannot visit or check in on their loved ones. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, a Democrat, will run for state assembly in the 34th District this fall. He'll challenge four-term incumbent Republican Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander. Bangstad said an event in April pushed him to enter the race.
First time I thought that something needed to be done was when the Republican legislature sued Governor Evers for trying to delay the spring election due to the pandemic.
Bangstad said that move and other events in Wisconsin politics have convinced him state government is corrupt.
We used to be this, you know, very fair state where politicians were nice and they try to do the best for the state. And this has been happening for now, 10, 15 years. But I just thought this is the last straw. This is just untenable. Our state is no longer fair.
Bangstad briefly challenged then-Congressman Sean Duffy in 2015 before dropping out of the race. A Democrat hasn't won the 34th Assembly District since Jim Holprin in 1992. This year, partners in forestry and the Northwood Alliance plan to complete the requirements to make Wildcat Falls a certified community forest. The property near Watersmeet protects old-growth hemlock forest and a remote waterfall. A decade-long fight has ensured it will stay open to the public, says property manager Joe Hovel.
Within a mile hike, you can find a waterfall. You can see some really great old growth. You can see the rock outcrops. You can see vernal pools. And in the right time of year, you can see some incredible flowers in a couple weeks.
We'll take you on a field trip to this site and one just 15 miles away with a completely different landscape in which the water flows the opposite direction. That's on the stream coming up at 5:45 this afternoon on WXPR. Crossroads Cafe is on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.